transmission.
Well, that certainly cannot be correct, because when I look at my clock here, it says 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. That's right. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I like to drink tea. And that's what I'm doing right now. But actually, you caught me at a funny time, because not only am I drinking tea, oh yeah, I'm also making tea. We need to leave this room. And we need to go upstairs. Uh-oh, who's this? I'm trying to go upstairs and make some tea. What's happening here? I've been approached by somebody who walks on four legs and is very hairy. Yeah, you're very hairy. You're a very fluffy type of mammal type of creature. Oh yeah, we can't go in this door of the kitchen. We have to walk around to this door of the kitchen. Hi, what are you doing? What are you doing out here? Oh, so you're just having fun, baby fun times? Okay, well that's good to know. I gotta come in here and check on the tea. I guess we can turn the fan off. And, now I can't remember. When did I start making this? Is it time to put this in the... Is this time to put in the bottle yet? Should we let it steep some more? What do you think? We have no kitty opinion on the matter? That's because kitties don't drink tea. Do they? Are you going to talk? You were really talky 2 seconds ago. No, yeah, you like to rub your face up against the cabinets? Yeah, no, I guess we're not getting any kitty. Well, meow to you too. How come whenever I move the microphone away, that's when you decide to talk? What's that all about? What kind of kitty business is that? Who knows? Who knows what kind of kitty business this is? So what did we decide? Am I putting the tea in the bottle or not? What am I... Well, I don't know. I guess I could... Okay, well, first of all, hi, you're still in my way. Kitties are walking around. First, let's get the bottle out of the... There we go. Yes, Yangy Noodle Boodle Oodles, that's you. You're a kitty bazomper. Okay, so let's try to get somewhat organized here. Yes, do you feel very organized? I think I know what a kitty wants. We're going to get some kitty water. Is that what you want? Yeah, okay, so we dump out the old kitty water. We fill up the kitty cup full of kitty water all the way to the top. Yeah, hi. Here's your damn kitty water. Okay, now that we got that figured out, first thing we need to do is to remove the tea bags from the tea cups, the brewing vessels. Yes, tea bags. That means I'm using my regular, everyday table tea. And we'll get the bottle. Oh, you need to watch out, otherwise I'm going to step on your kitty butt. What do you think about that? Kitties need to get out of the way. It's the whole point of this business. So I'm going to set some stuff down here. Is this going to be dangerous? Probably. Don't chew on the plastic bag. This is where we put the funnel in the bottle. Then we grab teacup number one and pour the tea into the funnel. Not bad. Didn't spill too much. Rinse the cup off. Cup number two. And it's surprisingly hot. What a surprise. The tea's hot because we make it out of boiling water. Yeah. Okay. So now we rinse the other cup off. And rinse out the funnel. And we put the funnel aside. We put the stopper in the sink now. And start filling the sink up with cold water. Then we rinse the neck of the bottle off a little bit there. Put the cap on the bottle. The bottle is hot, hot, hot. And we turn the bottle on its side and put it in the sink and let the cold water run on top of it.
Meow, I heard you're yanging, kitty butt. What are you yanging at?
So now the cat has started yanging again. Because she hears the water running. And the water confuses the cat. You don't have to worry. You're not taking a kitty bath or anything. You want to smell the microphone? Yeah, it smells like microphones, doesn't it? Yeah, it's lovely. What are you doing? Yeah, the cat's just walking around. What's happening, kitties say? What's going on? We're making tea, dinkus. So yeah, that's what's happening now. The sink is filling up with cold water. That will cool off the bottle of tea. Uh-oh, what's the cat doing? What are you looking at? Did you find a bug? Oh, you just found fluff. Don't eat the fluff. You don't eat the fluff. So while we got the sink going here, gonna grab some of this stuff. And we're just going to step out here into the other room. Yeah, look what we got. When I stand, let's see. When I stand right here, this is an interesting place in my house. Standing right here, I can touch 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kites, 2 very large parachutes, 2 very large rockets, another half of a rocket, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 sailboats. Yeah, this is one of the toy corners of my living room. Also, standing right here, I can touch my Taisha Goto. And just out of arm's reach are some other instruments, etc. And now the cat, still in the kitchen, is doing all kinds of yangy bangy business. Yangy langle langle langle. So, yeah. Anywho. Can you hear that? That's the air conditioner. That's the air conditioner being so loud. What do we need to do here? We need to turn some stuff on, don't we? Gonna power up, and there goes the air conditioner. Air conditioner turns itself off as soon as I start turning my stuff on. What are we turning on? Well, obviously the Taisha Goto. Because why not? And I just had a weird... Why am I hungry? You know, I just ate breakfast like 45 minutes ago. Why am I hungry? And what am I hungry for? You know, I'm vaguely hungry for Chinese food, but the one good Chinese restaurant in town, which just also happened to be in my neighborhood, closed and or moved, and something else opened in its place, a place I haven't been yet. There is a couple of other Chinese restaurants in my neighborhood, but I don't really think they're that good. Anyway. Anyway, what am I hungry for? Do I want rice? What am I hungry for? I don't know. Maybe I should go to that new place. I don't even know what it's called. Taiwanese food, though. I want rice. I'm always hungry for rice. What should I eat today? I don't know. Why am I even thinking about it? Also, it occurs to me, today's Monday, right? This is good tea. Today's Monday. Does school start today? I need to know when the public schools start. Omaha Public Schools. Oh, I know. We can ask the computer. My 1950s science fiction film computer. We just say, computer, when does school start? And we can hear the computer. It's computing. And my 1950s science fiction computer tells me that, yeah, school might start today. We're not quite sure. But we need to find out. Why do we need to find out? Well, regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee will remember that I live on a one-way street that is one way going from north to south at certain times of day, but only on school days. Yeah, I think it's from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. My street is one way heading south. I basically live on a north-south street. And right in front of my house, it is two-way. It is always two-way, around the clock. But once you go, let's see, one, two, maybe three blocks, you're not even a quarter mile. You know, all of about what? How far is that in metric? A couple of hundred meters north of my house, the street becomes one way. because there's a school there. There's a junior high school there, a middle school. J. Sterling Morton. J. Sterling Morton Junior High School. That's right. The same J. Sterling Morton that gave us what? That's right. Arbor Day. Yeah, we invented that here in Nebraska. You're welcome. So, yeah, that's one of three ways. Well, actually, there's sort of four ways to get out of my neighborhood. But depending on where I need to go, sometimes I need to take that north route. So I need to know if school is starting or not. Also, the Chinese restaurants are to the north of me. So if I want Chinese food, I gotta figure out how to get there. But oh yeah, I could no, there's this other place that's not very good. Love that sound. Boom, diddling, bling, a bling, a bling, a bling. All right. It's ring modulation time. Everybody loves that sound. It's so fun. You know, just that ring modulator is a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? Inspirational. This almost makes me want to go back to making some kind of weird ambient track. Something along the lines of Soviet France or Sleep Chamber. Maybe I will. Maybe I will. It does seem very inspiring. What else do I got? What else could I use? What do I feel like doing? I don't even know. Feeling sort of vaguely uninspired. ¶¶
I can't get enough.
All right. Here's a fun little reverb. One thousand two, one thousand three, one thousand. Yeah, that's pretty much St. Cecilia's Cathedral here in Omaha. I do love to get modal. Isn't that fun? Yes, it is. Let's flip through the various effects patches here. reverse gated reverb. That's always fun to play with, especially when there's no dry signal coming through.
Oh, we should hook this up for stereo. We should hook this up for stereo so we could do some stereo fix. I don't know. Maybe we could do that tomorrow. You can have all kinds of fun with just a delay. What have we been doing, Taisha Goto week for 8 days now? Yeah, well, I can't get enough playing this thing, so you might have to put up with this for some considerable time. I can turn off that damn delay. I don't know, whatever. I'm just sitting here screwing around. But that's basically what I do. I mean, that's the whole gig, kids. I mean, seriously. That is all I do. Sit around, drink tea like this. Brush my cat, play musical instruments. And occasionally watch wacky stuff on TV, like football. Because you know how much I love football. How much do I love it? Let's ask the computer. Computer, you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on and on radio. I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.